Tonight, we are going to be, we'll move around a little bit, but more mainly, our main passage is going to come from Proverbs chapter number 3, and it's going to be verse 5 and 6. And so, the title tonight, and of course, when we read these verses, they're not going to be verses that you haven't heard before, but many times I find in my own life, especially there comes times when I'm, you know, maybe in a different environment than normal. Maybe it's at a teen camp or even at a kids camp, where even some of our most simple things that we know as Christians, when we're reminded of them, we kind of sometimes realize that I might have been slacking in some of these areas that we kind of take for granted that people just, yeah, we know we're supposed to do that. But we'll look at one tonight, and really I titled it Trusting God in Uncertain Times. And of course, when we look at these verses and we look at what the passage is talking about, it starts in verse number 5. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Right? I'm sure it's verses that we've heard before. But as we truly start looking at them and break them down, we can be reminded of truths even with something we've heard time and time again. But ultimately, life is filled with uncertainties, right? There's many times in life you're going to run into times when uncertainty just hits. Maybe it's job changes. Maybe it's relationships that become strained or go through a hard time. Maybe it's health problems that come about. Maybe it's plans that we had that fall apart, or even prayers that sometimes just seem like they're unanswered. And there can be many times when uncertainty is going to hit in life, and our reaction to that can be many different things. One of the hardest things in life is not knowing what's going to come next, right? There's many times when it's nice to just know here's how it's supposed to go and it works that way, but that's not how life usually works. Usually you can have a plan, but more than likely those plans end up changing in some ways. It might not be big changes, it might be small, subtle things, but ultimately life can throw us some curveballs that we don't expect. And so it's hard in life when uncertainty hits, and it can be hard to really have faith during some of those times. It can be hard to have faith when that adversity hits, when we don't know what's coming next, we don't know what's maybe happening in life. But faith doesn't just work when we know what's around the corner or we know what's coming next. Faith actually works the opposite way. Faith works when we don't know what's coming. We don't have an idea. God never promised that life was going to always make sense. And a lot of times it doesn't make sense, right? But what he did promise is that he would always be faithful, right? And he never wavers from that promise. And our passage that we're looking at tonight, our main passage, I think is one of the clearest passages in Scripture of how a believer is supposed to respond when those uncertain times come, right? When it starts out by saying, trust in the Lord, right? That's where it's all supposed to start, right? Trust must be placed in the Lord, right there at the beginning of verse number 5, right? It's the foundation of Christianity. Trust in the Lord, right? Scripture, there's certain things Scripture never tells us to do. Might not directly say don't do these things, but some things that Scripture never tells us to do that a lot of times we do as Christians is, you know what, Scripture never tells us to trust your feelings. right? Feelings can change. Feelings, you know, circumstances, maybe someone says something to you that maybe has rubbed you the wrong way. You know what? Those feelings can cloud judgment a lot of times. You know, Scripture never told us, you know, just trust your feelings. It never says, you know, just trust what public opinion says. Actually, Scripture tells us quite the opposite. It says, be not conformed to this world, right? It doesn't say trust yourself, right? A lot of times that's difficult. I know in my own life where a lesson that I've had to learn in my own life, and I've carried it over in other places as well, but I can remember when we started doing kids camp, that first year, we're new to it. I kind of knew what I had in mind, and I'd worked at camps for so long and done things that I had a certain thing in my mind, but eventually I had to realize that not everyone has seen what I've seen, right, with the camps and going to these different places, and not everybody's going to quite understand what I'm trying to get across in these different areas. And ultimately, something I've had to learn in my own life is to not try to control everything when it comes to those areas, right? When it comes to, you know, for instance, kids camp coming up. The first year, I was kind of had my hands in everything, and that was one of the longest weeks of my life, right? It was tough. It was difficult, right? I've had to learn to give somebody some of that responsibility, but also at the same time, not to stand over them and try to tell them, hey, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. It's part of learning, right? Just like I make mistakes, they learn to make mistakes. But it's a difficult thing sometimes giving up control that we feel like we might have in life. But when those circumstances come up, and in those uncertain times, that control that we might have felt just a little while ago in our life, that we had some control, it can be gone very quick. And you're going to have to learn to lean on something else. You're not going to be able to just control things yourself. It says, trust in the Lord. Right? The strength of your faith depends on the object of your faith. If you're putting your faith in anything other than God, you're going to be in for a rough time. It's going to be a hard road, right? It's going to be some bad decisions made. Of course, this is something, like I said, that we all know as Christians, this is something we're supposed to do, but many times in our life, we don't show it. We don't show that, hey, I know I'm supposed to put my trust in God fully. We still want to hang on to some of that control. People are going to fail. You know, sometimes money's going to be gone. Feelings are going to change. Circumstances can shift overnight. But the one thing that's never going to change is God. No matter what comes about in our lives, God is the one consistent area in life that we know will never change. Circumstances will always change. But God's never going to change. And in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. He tells us, he's right there. He says, I change not. He doesn't change. And the promises that he's made in the Bible still hold true today. The same God who was faithful yesterday, it's the same God that's going to be faithful tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day. He was faithful when it came to Noah and the flood. He was faithful, Daniel in the lion's den. Faithful when Paul was in prison. And he's going to be faithful in our lives. Hey, it's one of those when I just look back at some of my own times when maybe I've struggled putting, you know, that full faith and trust in God. I can look back and say, why would I not have faith in him? You know, he's proved it time and time and time and time again. But I keep falling into that situation where sometimes you struggle with that faith. And it's part of human nature. It's not a problem that's just for only a couple of people. You know, we all fall into it. Many people trust God with eternity, right? We have no problem trusting God that when he told us that he's creating a way for us to go to heaven, we have no problem trusting and believing that. But a lot of times, we struggle to trust him in our everyday life. Right? And to think about that, when I thought about that myself and I said, you know, that's me a lot of times where, man, yeah, I've got no question. In eternity, I know where I'm going. It's not a question, it's not a doubt in my mind. But to say that I have confidence in God when it comes to that, but something maybe in my everyday life that I struggle with, like I said, it's part of human nature, but sometimes it's just like, man, that really doesn't make sense why I struggle in that area. If I can trust him with eternity, I can for sure trust him with my everyday life. And so, trusting God with your future, your family, your fears, he's never going to let you down. In the second part of that verse in number 5, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, with all thine heart. You know, trusting in God with all of our heart, it's very clear and specific. That word all means all. We don't have to say, you know what, well, if I believe with most of my heart, I'm fine. No, the standard's set, and it's clear. When it says believe with all thine heart, it's supposed to be everything that I have. Many people treat God like a backup plan. And it's one of those areas to where it's, you know what, I'm going to try to do myself. I'm going to do, and then eventually when it doesn't work out or when, you know what, maybe I realize I'm in over my head or I'm out of control or whatever the situation might be, then we turn to God. That's not the way God designed it to be. He didn't design it to be just a backup plan. He designed it for that to be the plan of our life, to be following him. And so God shouldn't just be a backup plan. It shouldn't be, you know what, if my plan fails, then I'll follow God. It shouldn't be, you know what, I'll trust God as long as things make sense. Because sometimes God's going to ask you to do something that doesn't make sense. And there can be all kinds of situations where in life it won't make sense to other people why you make a decision. But when God's led you that direction, there's no doubt. I can remember when I was graduating high school at Loganville High School. I remember, there at graduation practice, I think it was like a Friday morning, and they were going around basically asking everyone else and writing it down what you planned on doing after high school. And I told them I'm heading to Bible college, and the amount of people that kind of thought that was crazy surprised me. They were kind of like, really? You're going to Bible college? And so, yeah, that's what God wants me to do. I'm going to go to Bible college. But it was in just a small moment like that to where, you know what, those counselors at the school, which I'm sure they didn't mean anything by it, but being surprised that somebody was just simply going to go to Bible college. It was a moment to where, you know what, I was able to see that, you know what, that doesn't make sense to other people. It doesn't make sense to your normal people of the world. They're not going to understand why you'd make a decision like that. But ultimately, that's what God wanted with my life. And so it was the right decision. Wholehearted trust means to actually surrender. If I'm actually going to trust God with all my heart, it means I surrender to him. whatever he would have me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And like I said, a lot of times that can be easier said than done. You know, there's some areas in my life that I would say, man, it would be tough if God asked me to do that. I think about Dallas Brown, who's going to preach Kids Camp for us again this year. Pretty much he's going to preach Kids Camp for me, and then like the next week be going back to Africa as a missionary. And the area that he's going to is tough. I would ask you to pray for him, because they're still, even I hadn't talked to him here, and I saw him about a week and a half ago. He said he thought they were going to be able to get back in, but he wasn't even sure they'd be able to get back in. God calling you somewhere like that's tough. It's clearly a God calling you if you're going to a place like that. But as long as he's exactly where God wants him to be, you can rest assured God's going to protect him. Right? God's got him just where he wants him to be. It can be hard sometimes to understand that. But like I said, that wholehearted trust, fully trusting God with all of my heart, means I surrender to whatever God wants me to do. You cannot truly trust God while trying to control everything yourself. They don't go together. And it's tough, right? I'm someone standing up here, and I am not perfect at this at all, right? I have to remind myself constantly, I'm not in control. It's whatever God wants, right? It's a tough thing. It's not easy. Fear is often revealed when trust is weak, right? When we don't have that trust in God, it's when those fears really come to life, and they really can control our lives. You know, a lot of times we fear losing control. Right? Having control over, it can be something even small in life, but we can fear losing that control. We can fear the unknown. Don't know what's coming next. That can definitely be a place of fear. Fear that we can't predict what's going to happen. Can't know what's going to happen in the future. It puts us in a tough spot sometimes. It puts our faith really to the test at times. But trust grows when surrender grows as well. The more we surrender to God, the more we'll trust God. When Abraham left his homeland, not knowing where God was going to lead him to, you know what? And Hebrews 11 tells us, you know what? By faith, Abraham, he obeyed. Simply just tells us he obeyed. When God told him to go, he left. So it can be a difficult thing, can be a hard thing, just saying, you know what? God wants me to go somewhere, that's where I'm going to go. And the thing about this, it can look different for every single person. It might look like you're in a successful place in life, and God might tell you to go somewhere else. And that can be difficult to understand. And it can be difficult to follow. It can be difficult time in life. But ultimately, if that's where the Lord's leading us, that's where we're supposed to go. God may not show us the entire plan. You know, there's times where, you know what, kind of a full plan can come together, and maybe God allows us to kind of see what it'll look like kind of ahead of time. But a lot of times, what really happens is he often gives us enough light for the next step. And then the next step, and then the next step. A lot of times we're not able to see that full picture of what God has planned for our lives. We're able to see just where we need to see in that moment to take that next step. And that's where faith comes in. You know, having faith that even when I take that next step, God's going to provide the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one. That's how God operates. In the next part of verse number 5, it says, lean not on thine own understanding. Right? Don't lean on our own understanding. You know what? That tends to be one of the greatest kind of struggles in life is trying to figure everything out. Especially, you know, you ask some teenagers as they get close to graduating high school, what are you going to do when you graduate? You know, you never know what kind of answer you're going to get. And a lot of times, what they tell you then ends up not being where they're going. It's not because they're lying to you. It's just they don't know. Right? And so, even in those situations, you know what? Lean not on our own understanding. You know what? We don't have to have everything figured out to live life. You know, the reality is we're not going to have it all figured out. You know, God leads us in different places, and he's got a perfect will for our lives. And, you know, more than likely, you're not going to just automatically know where that is. You might know exactly where God has you right now, but that doesn't mean it won't change. Doesn't mean that God doesn't have something else in store for you right around the corner. We want explanations, right? A lot of times when stuff happens in life, we want to know why. You know, why did this happen? Or why did God allow this? Or why now? Or even why not? For some prayer. You know, we, as much as we want some of those explanations, our understanding is limited. You know, right there in our verse says, lean not on thine own understanding. The great thing is, God sees what we can't see. In Isaiah 55, it tells us, you know what, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Right? And that's a good thing. Right? It's a good thing that God's thoughts aren't our thoughts, right? I mean, he wouldn't be God. You know, anytime we could be on the same level as God, he wouldn't be God, especially when it comes to our thoughts and knowing things, right? He's just on a different level, right? And understanding some things, and I've been teaching a Bible class on Mondays for some guys, and you know, it's a weird environment because you've got some guys in there that have grown up in church their entire lives and tell you all about it. And then I've had some guys that I think the first time they've ever opened up a Bible is when they got to my class. It's just the environment that it is, and trying to navigate through that can be tough sometimes because of course, you want to challenge the ones that have that biblical knowledge, but at the same time, you've got some guys that have never opened it, don't even understand the first thing about the Bible. And so it becomes tough sometimes to teach that group, but some of the questions that come out of that group can be interesting. Like I said, because they all come from kind of different backgrounds of church and spiritually, and like I said, a lot of them grew up in church, but some of them didn't. And so some of the questions you get, you're like, man, I have never thought of that kind of question. Like, that just, it throws you off, and then you've got to come back to them. But there's some other questions that they have that are simple, that are easy to answer. And we're able to say, hey, well, let's turn to the scripture and see what God's word says about it. And I would ask you to pray for this one guy that was in there, graduated now, but he, I'd ask you to pray for him. I won't call him out by name, but it's a kid that came there 2 years ago that at that time he would have told you he's an atheist. He is adopted, and parents are Mormon. And so I've had 2 years where we've just had some conversations back and forth. And towards the end of this year, I was talking to him, and he was telling me, he's like, yeah, I'm not an atheist anymore. I'm just agnostic. I was like, well, we're moving in at least a step in the right direction. I said, well, man, like, even after you graduate, let's still talk, you know? And he's a good kid, and it's one of those situations where I can see he wants to understand and truly believe, but he's not there. And I'm like, man, well, let's keep talking, and I'd ask you to just pray for him. And, you know, I pray that the Lord will open up his eyes and show him truly, because he's a great kid. But when we get back and we look and we see that, you know what, God's thoughts aren't our thoughts. We see pieces. God sees the whole picture. And when I think about that, I think about a puzzle, right? Putting together a puzzle's a whole lot easier when you have that picture to look at and reference and say, okay, I at least know kind of what's going to be in this area. But when you don't have a picture, a lot of times, especially if it's a difficult puzzle, makes it a lot more difficult when you don't have a picture of it. When you don't kind of have those areas to kind of, okay, well, that'll be a darker area, that'll be a lighter area, or, you know, all those different kind of things. You know, when we don't have that whole picture, it's difficult to piece it together. But the reality is, in life, that's where we're at. You know, we're putting together a puzzle, but we don't have that end picture. But God sees what it's all going to look like there at the end, and when he's able to help guide us through it, you know, those pieces start going in the right places a lot. We see moments, God sees eternity, right? It's, like I said, just that verse that we just referenced, you know, for his thoughts and not our thoughts, right? A lot of times in our mind and in our thoughts, it's right now in life, this is the most important thing in the world. When in reality, God's thinking about eternity, and God's thinking about so much more than we could even imagine. What feels confusing to us may actually be part of God's greater purpose. God might have a bigger plan than we could ever imagine with our lives, and we just might not see it yet. You know, an example of this, I think about where, you know, not understanding why some things are happening maybe in life is Joseph. You know, I can guarantee you Joseph did not understand why his brothers would throw him in a pit, why he'd be sold into slavery, why he would have false accusations thrown against him, why he'd be thrown in prison. You know what? During those moments, some doubt had to creep in, like, why is all this happening to me? But even all through that, we see years later that he's able to, in Genesis chapter 50, he says, you know what? Ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. You know, it took years later, but eventually he's able to say, you know what? Even what you guys meant for evil, God used it in a great way. And that happens in life. Even with people that, you know what, might not like us, might not believe what we believe, but even God has a purpose in their life. God was working the entire time in Joseph's life, even when Joseph couldn't see it. And it's the same way in our lives. God works in our lives even when we don't think he's working in our lives. God has us in specific places for reasons that we might not realize. But he has us there for a reason. Don't allow temporary confusion to create permanent doubt in God. Because it can happen, right? Where maybe we go through a time of confusion, not understanding, maybe even having a little doubt in God. But if we stay there and we stay in that place of just confusion and saying, you know, I don't know why God would allow this, well, eventually it might just turn into, well, I just don't believe God's going to do anything. God doesn't work on our timetable. He's got his own that he works on. You know, you don't have to understand everything to trust God. It's a big thing, right? We don't have to understand everything to trust God. He's faithful. He's always going to be there for us. And the next part, verse number 6, it goes on, in all thy ways acknowledge him. You know, acknowledging God in everything. God does not want us to just have this partial, you know what, yeah, God's there sometimes, but when it says all thy ways, here's some things that means, you know, and sometimes it's difficult for us to, like I said, before we give up some of this control, but sometimes it's difficult to acknowledge God when we're making decisions. You know, maybe when it comes to some of those big decisions in life, are we going to God with them? Relationships. Maybe they've been broken. Are we going to God with those broken relationships? Finances, struggles, even our dreams, things that we want, disappointments. Do we go to God with all of these things? Because when it says all thy ways, acknowledge him. You know, he's supposed to be part of everything in our lives. Once we've accepted Christ as our Savior, I then am a child of God, and you know what? I'm supposed to surrender my life to God. And so when it says all thy ways acknowledge him, he's supposed to be part of every decision that I make. Too often people only acknowledge God when everything falls apart. You know, it's easy when, you know, things fall apart and say, oh man, I should have had faith in God. When in reality, if we would have just had it from the beginning, he would have helped guide us and lead us in the direction that he wanted. Sometimes it's like prayer just becomes like an emergency button we press when things just went bad. That's not what prayer is designed for. Prayer is not designed to just be kind of a, man, I'm in trouble now. Let me just try to ask God for some help. No, when we're living a Christian life the way that's supposed to be lived, you know what? That prayer is just us talking to God, and it's another way where he helps guide us. Acknowledge God means seeking him first. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. He should be the first thing that we're seeking. It shouldn't be a, you know what, we've gone through all of our steps and all of our thoughts and our processes that we want, and then now let's see what God might want for us. No, it should be there from the start. Before reacting, and this is something the guy I coach basketball with, he doesn't even know this, but it's helped me a lot. He's, you know, we've put together in basketball anytime. You know what, maybe a player is mad, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's coaches, whatever it might be, we say we got a 24-hour rule. Where we say, whatever it might be, whatever you're mad at, go home. You can think about it if you want to, but probably don't think about it. If you're still mad when you come back tomorrow, then we'll talk about it. And a lot of times what we realize is it wasn't that important. Just in that moment, we were fired up and we were emotional, but the reality is it wasn't that important. So we got what we call a 24-hour rule for the basketball team. It's just, hey, in 24 hours you're still upset about it, we'll talk about whatever it is. Doesn't matter. Parent, if you're still mad about it the next day, we'll talk about it. But applying that even in my own life, to where maybe something will go my way and, you know, let me think about it for 24 hours. But during that 24 hours, you know, maybe that situation comes. Before I react to it, let me pray about it. Let me seek God before I make that decision, whatever it might be, whether it's pursuing it, whether it's letting go. Let me ask God for wisdom in it. And I found myself a lot of times, I just think it's not worth going to battle for. Sometimes it still is. Sometimes it's still something that needs to be addressed and still something needs to be talked about. But a lot of times, it's something that doesn't need to be handled. When uncertainty comes, I need to stay in God's word, stay faithful to church, stay consistent in prayer. If I do those three things, when uncertainty comes, I'm setting myself in a very good position for God to be able to give me direction. The worst thing you can do during these uncertain times that maybe you're going through now, or you have been through, or you're going to go through, the worst thing that you can do during these times is drift away from God. And I think about it as, you know, as you tie a boat to the dock, and if you chose not to tie up that boat, you chose to just let it kind of sit on the water, the reality is, in just a few hours, you don't know where that boat's going to be. It's drifting. It could be close. It could be in the middle of a lake. It could be far, far away. You don't know where it's going to be once it starts drifting. And it's the same thing in our lives. When we start drifting away from God, the reality is we don't really know where we're going to end up. And that's a dangerous thing. God promises direction. We see in verse number 6, he says, "And he shall direct thy paths." This is one of the greatest promises we're given in Scripture, is that God's going to help direct our paths. He's going to guide us where we need to go. That's such an awesome promise that God gives in Scripture, that, you know, I'm here, I'm going to help guide you. Because if it's just left up to us, a lot of times we'll make that wrong decision. We'll go down that wrong path. We'll realize it about halfway through, and then we won't know how to get back. But when we rely on God, he's there, and he says he's going to direct our paths. He's going to direct our paths. God promises guidance to those that trust him. He doesn't say he's going to give us an explanation. He doesn't say, I'm going to tell you why I'm having you do this. He doesn't promise that. But he does promise to give direction. You know, the Bible even tells us that God's going to lead us step by step. Psalms 119 tells us, "Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet." Right? When you think of that lamp, it's only meant really to show you just those few steps ahead, not the entire road. And that's exactly how God leads us. It's, you know, when he starts leading us a direction, we're not going to know the exact end path of that direction. We're not going to know maybe exactly where God wants to put us, but he promises he's going to be there and he's going to help lead us step by step. He teaches us to walk by faith daily, not by sight. God doesn't want us just, hey, wherever you think you should go, that's where you go. Now, he wants to be there to direct our paths. He wants that for us. Sometimes we want God to just reveal the future. We want him to tell us where you're going to send me, and then I'll obey. It's not how God works. You know, obedience comes first. By being obedient means we don't ask, God, where are you sending me? Why are you having me go here? Why are we doing this? You know what? Direction always follows that obedience. Keep doing what you know is already right. You know, I when I'm talking to the kids on Sundays, you know, and I say it all the time, you know, there's some things that doesn't matter who you are. You know God wants you to do these things. You know, we don't get a question and say, you know what, does God really want me to pray today? It's never a question I have to ask. Am I supposed to obey Scripture? It's a foolish question, right? Stay faithful. Trust God with the results. You know what? those are the things that, you know what, I know I'm supposed to do. It doesn't matter who I am, where God's leading me, I know that's what I'm supposed to do. Peace comes through trust. Right? Those uncertain times can often create anxiety and can create some confusion in life, but trusting God's always going to produce peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "In peace, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding." That peace that God gives us when we're following the direction that He has for our lives, when it says it passes all understanding, we're not going to understand how God gives us that peace sometimes. There's going to come those times when, you know what, struggles are still going to come and they're going to be there, but when I trust God, you know what, there's going to be a peace that comes with that. There's going to be peace that I'm going to feel in my life that I'm not going to get any other way than trusting God. You know what, a lot of times I'm going to be able to have peace during some of these times when it's not going to make sense to other people why you'd have peace. You know, if somebody hasn't accepted Christ as their Savior, it's not going to make sense sometimes why, how you can have peace maybe while just waiting for what God has next. Maybe while grieving. You know, having peace while grieving, a lot of people can't understand. But it comes from God. While uncertainty is in our life, you know, we can have peace. But it comes from God. Maybe while we're in the middle of a storm, having peace during that time won't make sense to a lot of people. But when we're trusting and following God, that's where peace comes from. Because peace is not found in circumstances. Peace is found in the presence of God. When we're truly following and obeying God, that's when peace comes in our life. I said, sometimes that's a lot easier said than done. Sometimes it's really hard when difficult times come in life to be able to still follow God and have peace. Sometimes that's really hard to do. But that's what God tells us. He says, I'm here for you. Whether we choose to still follow God in those times, it's up to us. Everyone's going to face uncertain times. It's part of life. Everyone's going to face it, some more than others. But the reality is everyone faces those uncertain times. The question is not, will uncertainty come? The question is, where will you place your trust when it does? Because a lot of times our initial reaction is, let me try to fix it. But it doesn't work that way. You know, if you're like me, those times when I feel like, yeah, I'm going to try to fix something, it's usually when I mess it up a lot more. Right? That's just kind of the way life works a lot of times, is when, you know, especially those spiritual things, when I try to fix them and not rely on God, that's when I mess it up really bad. Trust God when you do not understand. Trust God when answers don't come quickly. Sometimes it takes patience. Trust God when that future feels unclear. When you're not sure what next thing God has for you. Trust God. He promises He's going to direct our paths. He promises that He's going to be there with us. God has never failed His people, and He's not going to start doing it now. It's just a fact. He's not going to start now. But I want to ask you, you know, what uncertainty are you carrying today? Maybe you've got something, maybe you're going through something that maybe nobody else even knows about. But it's been a struggle for you. What uncertainty is that? What fear do you have that you've been trying to handle maybe just by yourself? the reality is, you know what? Are you leaning on your own understanding? Are you trusting in the Lord? Because that answer is going to determine the direction you're going to head now. Bring your worries to God and place your confidence in Him, and He'll never let you down. You know, and of course, there's people that have been around, been in ministry a lot longer than I have, that can tell you that exact same thing. But even my time in ministry, I can just tell you, you know, when I put my faith and trust in God, no matter what it is, with anything, He never lets me down. You may not know what tomorrow holds, but you can trust the one who holds it. You can trust God. And one more statement, and then I'll be done. Faith is not trusting God when everything makes sense. Faith is trusting God when nothing makes sense. That's when true faith is. It's when, you know what, we might not have an understanding, we might not know why, but true faith is still having that trust in God. So for us in our life, you know, trusting God in those uncertain times. Maybe you're not really in a time where you have much uncertainty. You'll face another time when there is. And you'll wonder why. But the greatest thing is walking through Scripture and being able to see, you know what? God promises to always be there for us.